Every new Roush Honda comes with 24/7 roadside assistance. Flat tire, dead battery, or locked out? No worries and no charge with Roush Honda's 24/7 roadside assistance. Just another reason why. The best way to say Honda
is Roush Honda. Buick GMC in Delaware. 8:14, 14 minutes after 8 o'clock, we welcome for the first time to our microphones from the Buyers Resource Realty Services of Worthington, Andrew Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. And I know, as I understand this, that you heard us talking about the Fed cut, or at least were reading or hearing someone commenting on what they thought it would mean, and you have a different opinion, at least in terms of Central Ohio. Would you explain?
Yes. Well, I'm a longtime listener to TVN, and last week you had a out-of-state expert, I think it was, I'm not sure who, I can't recall his name, that was sort of complaining that, gee, the Federal Reserve has cut the interest rates, and yet this doesn't seem to trickle down and benefit home buyers buying homes because the banks are greedy. And I had to kind of chuckle because short-term Fed rate cuts or increases aren't really tied to long-term lenders. I mean, the Federal Reserve is there to try to control the economy and try to help control inflation. And inflation is the enemy of a long-term lender. So when inflation is low, then, you know, lower interest rate loans are more attractive to investors. What's interesting, Chuck, is that last week, federal regulators gave the go-ahead to allow $200 billion of mortgage securities to be sold, and then the federal home loan banks approved an additional $160 billion. So this $360 billion will have an effect on helping to drive interest rates a little bit lower, and in fact, we have seen that just in the last few days. Now, you have to understand that back in 1983, I was a first-time home buyer, and I camped out in front of a bank for 3 days and three nights to get a 9.98% loan because rates at the time were 12.5%. So, you know, when the rates are between 6 and 6 1/8 or 6 1/4, an eighth of a point rate difference is only 8 cents a month for every $1,000 that you borrow. So when rates are at 6, 7, 5, whatever, it is still a very good rate to buy at.
Would you comment on the notion that builders are giving incentives to buyers by inflating the true cost? Is that correct in your opinion?
Absolutely true. What happened was back in the late 80s and early 90s, Chuck, builders realized that they were at a price disadvantage compared to existing homes. You know, new construction costs more with new materials, new labor, new regulations, and so forth. And so to try to help compensate and to attract buyers to look at new construction, they started to say, well, look, here's the price of the home, and we're going to build into the price a 3% factor, which we can use to help buy down the interest rate. And so even though the gross price of the home was more, the payment would be similar to an existing home because they were giving the lender upfront money to help drop the interest rate. Mm-hmm. So what happened is that homes were at a 3% premium, and lenders would, and builders would always say, well, if you want to go out and get your own lender, fine, we'll cut the interest off of our house price, base price, by 3%. But typically, even with the drop in the price, it still made sense to use the builder's lender. And so you began this incestuous relationship between the builders and the lending industry, and then you started getting builders to acquire controlling interest in banks and so forth. And what ended up happening is then they started saying, well, we're going to help cover your closing costs, and we're going to help cover the down payment. And so what happened, home prices started to really escalate greatly, and homes were being, you know, built at maybe 8 to 10 to 12% more than what they were really worth to cover all these financing concessions. And when the builders kept offering more and more carrots to buyers, it fueled the growth. But let's face it, not everybody should be buying a home necessarily. I mean, I hate to sound like a realtor, it's a great time to buy, but it is an incredible time to buy right now, Chuck. And here's the key. We have been in this buyer's market since the last half of 2004, even though the media has only picked up on it recently in the last year to 18 months. We will continue to be in this buyer's market until, I think, 2010. So mm-hmm. It's a great time to buy this year, this spring, this summer, this fall, and it'll be a great time to buy in the next couple years. My caution would be is that if you have a home to sell and you purchased the home with no or little down over the last 4 to 5 or 6 years, if you don't have to sell, don't, because you're going to get hit in the shorts if you do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let me just refresh people's minds if they don't know who you are and what you've done. You went to Ohio State University. You've been involved with this business for, what, 17 years? Do I read that correctly?
Yeah,
exclusive buyer's broker?
Right, 17 years as a buyer's broker. Right.
And Buyers Resource Realty Services, you work out of Worthington. So you're thinking in the short term, things, even though they are conservative in terms of improvement, that we will see improvement big time in the next couple of years by 2010.
Well, I think what's going to happen, Chuck, is, again, prices are still going to be depressed. And, again, as a buyer's broker, it's going to be a fantastic time and has been a fantastic time for our clients to buy properties.
Mm-hmm.
But if our clients have a home that they have to sell first, it's more difficult because, for them, they have to be referred to a listing broker, and it's very difficult for them right now to sell the property, especially if they're trying to pull some equity out of the property. So for people that have been in their homes more than 5 or 6 years, they typically have more equity in their property. And for those folks, they may not make quite as much profit, but they'll still make a profit when they go to sell in general terms. So I think it's, you know, again, it's a great time to purchase a property. I think the key to it is this. The lenders were also making it very easy to purchase a property with no money down, stated income loans, which are basically liar loans, where you just tell the bank you make this, and they say, okay, fine, we'll go along with that. So what happened is that it overfueled the market, and we are in a self-correcting market right now. So any attempt by Congress or the Fed to bail out homeowners or bail out builders or bail out banks is only going to prolong and exacerbate this problem.
We're going to have to leave it, unfortunately, right there because we've just run right out of time. But, Andrew Scheu, I do appreciate your comments. Will you come back?
Absolutely, Chuck. Thank you.
From the Buyers Resource Realty Services, Andrew Scheu from Worthington, Ohio, giving us a local look on what's happening with the housing market. 820, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock.